The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Tonight, we want to appreciate the works of your hand concerning our lives. We want to appreciate you, O God, for what you have done even for our nation, Ghana. We thank you, Lord, for this day. And we bless you, Lord, for this evening. We pray, O God, that your presence shall continually abide with us. Even as we encounter you tonight, bless us through the power of your word. And let us taste your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Happy to come your way once again. I want to especially on behalf of the leaders of the Christian community say a big thank you to you for involving yourself in the fasting and prayer. Let us believe in our prayer. And especially to the one we pray to. He is a God Almighty. He said that if his people, a people called by his name, that is those of us who have been born again, that if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he will hear us. And I believe that we have prayed and he has heard us. So don't give COVID-19 any seat in your home again. Don't let it fear grip you because we have prayed. We will follow the protocols because we have authority over us. But change your mind. And believe in the prayer. Soon we will not see any traces of COVID-19
again.
Let us continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who have been infected. Some have already been compromised. And they have sent some to Pentecost Convention Center and other places in Ghana. Let's keep praying for them that God will heal them completely. We pray that God will heal our land. And I know that God will heal and restore even the economy. It's going to be stronger than before. It will shock people. Because we have prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we shouldn't allow COVID-19 to take our minds off the glorious church that we are building. We are still possessing nations. And we want to live a victorious Christian life. This is the part 3 of the Victorious Christian Life series. The title of this particular series is Jesus Condemns Sin on the Cross. That we might live a life of righteousness. Jesus condemns sin on the cross. That we might live a life of righteousness. We need to live a victorious Christian life. See, living a victorious Christian life, we are said, it begins at where Jesus left off. In his death. He died that we might live. To lead a victorious Christian life. We have said that his death purchased for us eternal life. And he has also given us the eternal helper, the Holy Spirit of God. These two gifts from God to us is enough for us to rule over sin, the world and Satan. See, the difference between any two believers is not how long they've been born again. See, the effect of the difference between any two Christians is not how long they've been in church. It's not about the titles they carry. But just as we have been saying, Oswald Chambers says this. The true characteristics of a spiritual person is his ability to understand correctly the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ in his or her life.
Jesus Christ
is the ability to understand correctly the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ in his life or her life. That makes the difference. You see, Jesus is the manna that came from above. So his meaning is always being questioned. You see, when the manna fell from heaven, and the Israelites saw it, they asked, what is this? So people are always asking about, is this Jesus? Because he's the manna that fell from above. People are still asking, what is this? So our victory is our correct understanding of who Jesus is, especially who he has become in our lives. A victorious Christian life is possible because Jesus condemned sin on the cross that we might live a righteous life. So we learned last week that there could be mighty men, mighty gods, but when it comes to holiness, Scripture says there is none holy as our God. This implies that what set us apart as his is not the mighty works we do, but the holy life we lead. Let me just say that again. When it comes to holiness, there is none like him. So what sets the believer apart as his? It's not the mighty works, but the holy life we lead. The holy life we lead. 1 John chapter 1. This is what Apostle John said. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that they did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And then look at verse 3. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. All those who have hope in his appearing, the Bible says they purify themselves just as he is pure. Now John would never have demanded purity from us if we did not have the ability to lead a pure life. God will never demand holiness from us if he knows that we will not be able to meet that standard.
See,
living a pure life is to stay away from contamination. Because in him,
if he said, "Wonimuno,"
we have already been made holy. It is to live a blameless life. A life without spots or wrinkles. Or any such things. In this perverse world. We are able to lead a pure life. Because we are already made holy. See, someone who asks, are you sure we can live a pure life?
So what did say about me about Kronkron Yabrabo?
Last week we said even the Noahs and the Daniels who lived in the Old Testament led such a righteous life in the midst of the perverse world.
Now to achieve me a say, so what we have pam that no more. No one nom any Daniel no more. One more etina pam that the numpo. One more po. Well, to me, bo Kronkron Yabrabo ever one we are simu.
And much more those of us who have been born again.
Ebe yade na yenga wawo yen fufrui.
In this new covenant.
Ewo a pam fufrui.
Being filled by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, we are able to lead a life to please God. You see, when he was born, that is Jesus Christ, the scripture says in Luke chapter
1,
now this is a prophecy concerning him. Now I want to read from verse 67.
Luke and Sempano etibako.
Now, this is prophecy from Zechariah, the priest. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel. Because he has come to his people and redeemed them.
If he said waba ninkro fo mu na wabeje ni man,
this is concerning the baby Jesus.
Na eyifa Yesu ho.
Verse 69 says he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
Nchiche modu asankro no na wama enkwaje aben eso amayen na bofra David efi.
As he said through his holy prophets of long ago.
Said there ordained the deed for kronkron.
Salvation from our enemies. And from the hands of all who hate us. To show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham. And now pay attention to
74-75.
What was the oath he swore? This is the oath. To rescue us from the hands of our enemies. And to enable us to serve him without fear. In holiness and righteousness before him all our days. That God through Jesus Christ will enable us to come out of the hands of our enemies. And to enable us to serve him without fear. And the Bible says that in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And this one, the Bible says it was an oath that God swore to Abraham.
Now,
after Jesus had come to die and gone,
Now,
this is what Paul said concerning him. Colossians chapter 1. Now, when he heard that the brethren in Colossae have believed, he decided to pray this prayer for them. From verse 9, please pay close attention to the prayer. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will. Through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with power according to His glorious mind, so that we may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father. Now look at that. Who has qualified you to serve in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. Verse 13 says, for He rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His Son He loves. Zachariah prophesied and said, He will cause us to be rescued from our enemies, that we will serve Him in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. And Paul is saying here that He has rescued us. He will rescue us. And He says He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His Son whom He loves. See, Zachariah said, when He rescues us, He will cause us to live in holiness and in righteousness. And Paul says He has rescued us. So we should be able to live in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. All the days of our lives. So John says that, beloved, see what the love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God. He says that those of us who are expecting His coming, we should live a pure life. From verse 4 to 10 in 1 John 3, the apostle now spends time to discuss what it means to live a pure life. See, the discussion provides the basis that Jesus dealt with sin on the cross. That is all the basis of our living a pure life. He has dealt with sin on the cross. Now look at verse 4 of 1 John chapter
3.
Everyone who sins breaks the law. That is God's law.
Now,
if we belong to Him and we have been saved, we wouldn't want to break His law. He's saying that everyone who sins breaks God's law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. What that means is that it is contrary to the law of God. Now, like verse 5. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. So you can't continue to live in sin.
Because
John is saying that you know.
If he said Johannes say munim
that he appeared to take away our sins.
Say oyi ni ho di ebeso ayembone.
In him is no sin.
Na onu mu na boni enim.
What does that mean?
Opeso ochre say.
He is saying that.
The ochre ni say.
He condemns sin in his body.
Wo ni ni pedua mu no obu boni fo.
Not only that sin might be forgiven.
Na enye say ode boni beche nko
a. But that it might cease to exercise its tyrannic power over us. That is right. The devil shouldn't oppress us with sin. So he hanged on the cross. Not just to forgive us our sins. But he broke the power of sin. Over our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now verse 8 says this. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Since the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. To destroy the devil's work. The reason why the Son of God appeared was not to destroy the devil.
When you know where they say obesai bonsam,
but to destroy the devil's work.
Nemom say obesai obonsam enyuma.
What is the work of the devil?
Obonsam enyuma ne den.
You see, John in this particular verse.
Oha Yohane, e wosa inchichemu imunu.
Brings the connection of sin to the devil.
Dani boni e de kochre bonsam.
As his work.
Say bonsam
enyuma. For which Jesus came to destroy.
Enu na Yesu ba say obesai.
The devil will no longer have yoke on us. The yoke of wickedness. That oppressive apron of sin. He cannot hook it any longer to us. So that we will obey sin. Because we are helpless. The reason why the Son of Man came down. The Bible says to destroy the works of the enemy. And the works of the enemy is sin. And he did that on the cross. The Son of Man appeared. That he would destroy the works of the devil. Not the devil himself. Because the devil himself has been condemned to hell already.
If he said obunsam ni de we buni for ama obunsam nyem dada,
but his hold over us,
nemom kra o crying,
the power of sin
boni etumi no.
This is how Matthew describes it.
Yeina said Matthew echre mu
when he quotes Jesus in his book,
bra o kan Yesu asemo o kan e woni nwoma no.
Matthew chapter 11
in sempa no said Matthew echre you know eti du ba kon
from verse 27. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And those whom the Son chooses to reveal himself. Now the big one and the most popular. Come to me. All who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me. When he was saying, come to me. All who are weary and burdened. What kind of burden were they carrying? What is making them weary? It is the burden of sin. Because man had been yoked to the devil in sin.
If he said, no. Bonsam ede na nikonua atoye so e wo bonim.
How do I know that?
Make yede na mihu we.
How do I know that it is a yoke of sin?
Mihu se ba yede na mihu se eye konua boni.
The next verse says says this. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why is he talking about yoke and burden? He's trying to let us know that when you are not born again, you are yoked with a burden to the devil. But when you come to him, he will rescue us from this yoke. It is the yoke that Jesus broke on the cross. The yoke of sin, he broke it on the cross. And he set us free. Completely free. From the dominion of the sin nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Paul puts it in legal terminology. And I like that one. Romans chapter 8.
Roman for humanity.
From verse
1
and
2.
Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. There are two laws here. The law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Paul is saying that on the cross, a certain law was passed.
Paul say,
against a certain law. And I'm saying that there are two laws that he's talking about. The law of sin and death. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of sin and death was abolished as Jesus passed the second law, the law of the Spirit of life. So when he hung on the cross, sinners under the law of sin and death, he passed a law to cancel the law of sin and death. You see, let me explain it to you here. Let's just read Colossians 2 from 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive in Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness.
Now,
this is law.
Yenso insano atria ewo ashe
which stood against us.
Ah, etiayen no.
And condemned us.
Na sorry tiayen.
He has taken away.
Na we ye free home.
Nailing it to the cross.
Na wabon asendia.
And having disarmed the powers and authorities.
Na awro impeni any to media.
He made a public spectacle of them.
Any one chere pefe.
Triumphing over them by the cross.
Di wonsu nim ewa senuya
no. He is saying that something happened on the cross.
Or kase BBC wa senuya no so.
Those charges that were legally against us.
Ashadia na emremu na etiaye no.
Jesus condemned it.
Yesu ebu ni fo.
And Romans says that.
Na Roman fo woman say.
He did it by enacting a new law.
On the emra fofro so na o de yes.
Against the law of sin and death that we were under.
Emra fofro o de tia boni ni owo mra.
Let me illustrate it with slave trade. You see, slave trade was a system in which principles of property law was applied to people.
na sabre no na enhyehyeye ewo ho a yetumi de to ejapade no na yetumi de san hyehyeye no so e de to nipa.
See, allowing individuals to own, buy and sell other individuals as a form of property.
Enti na enhyehyeye no ma ho kwan e ma obi tumi e to nipa anase oto nipa na nipa na wato no no e beye ne japade bi.
A slave is unable to withdraw unilaterally
na,
from such an arrangement.
Se woto se akwa wankwa unto me entre unhu enfri sa enshiche inu.
He works without any remuneration.
Na oye juma yentu yaneka.
See, there was a law
ti na emrebi wo
that allowed the slave master to purchase somebody as a slave or a property.
Na saimra no na ema kwan ma onipa etubi to onipa se akwa
ebe ye
nejapade.
Because the law of slavery.
Na saimra no ofre no enkoa homra.
The law permitted the slave master to buy a human being.
Na saimra no na ema onipa kwan ema ono so to onipa
as a slave or a property.
Na oto ne se akwa ebe ye nejapade.
Serve in his plantation.
Na wakwa ko
how can a human being buy another human being? But for the law of slavery. But when Abraham Lincoln abolished slavery,
Abraham Lincoln essay sa enkwa
he condemned the power that allowed the slave master to buy the slave.
Tumia na ema nipa tumi to ninia nipa no sa tumi no ose no
by abolishing and canceling the law of slavery.
O twa samra no
he did it with another law.
Na odemra fofro de betwa samra no
he did it with another law.
Odemra fofro e betwa samra no
he did it with another law.
Odemra fofro e betwa
samra no he canceled the law that was there that allowed the slave master to purchase somebody as slave.
Eti emra na ewo pa na ma onipa to meto ni nua nipa se ejapade no otwa samra no.
Now once the law was passed
na bra emra fofro no wogitu mu
the slave was almost free immediately. But two things can keep this slave still on the plantation. Number one,
the
ignorance. You see, the slave master is never going to tell the slave, if he didn't hear it, that a law has been passed, he will never tell
him.
See, someone will have to inform him. This is what Paul calls the opening of eyes. Ignorance can keep you still under the burden of sin. But on the cross, Jesus passed the law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it has set us free immediately from the law of sin and
death.
See, the second thing that can keep this slave still in the plantation is his own unwillingness to move away from the plantation. I'll talk about that next week if God grants us the grace.
So in much the
same way, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets the Christian believer free from the law of sin and death. Remember that the law didn't arrest or kill the slave master.
Kai se emrano ama mechre nipa oto na oto nipa no amechre no.
When the law of slavery was killed, they didn't arrest all slave masters. No, they left them.
Ebra wotwa emra ema nipa kwa ma oto na oto nipa no. Wonga woto na woto no yanchre.
What was dealt with was the law, not the individual. That is why I said Jesus didn't come to destroy the devil. He destroyed the law that caused us to be continually evil and not be able to release ourselves from sin.
And it's not mentioned, I'll say, yes, we are man, messiah, or bonsam, nemum, or by say, or besay, embrana, See,
the characteristics principle that indwelled the sin law was this. Sin always pulled us down to death.
Ebonia na etiye muno. Adia na edram suye jumane se. Debiano boni no chien eko uwum.
No matter how we try to rise above sin. Sin pulled us down. It pulled us down to death. It is like the law of gravity. When you throw a ball into the air, it comes back down because it is heavier than the air it displaces. But a living bird is also heavier than the air it displaces. But if you toss it up into the air, it flies away. Why? The law of life in the bird overcomes the law of gravity. The law that Jesus passed. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. A certain law that gives life. Just like the law of life in the bird. That causes to overcome the law of gravity.
The law of gravity.
See, the Holy Spirit supplies the risen life of the Lord Jesus Christ to the believer. The eternal life, empowering the Christian to break free from the law of sin and death. Are we together? Are we together? We are set free already. Because the law has been passed. So now let's go back to 1 John chapter
3.
Let's go and listen to what the old man has to say to the young people. From verse
8.
The one who does what is sin is of the devil. So he is saying that we have been emancipated from sin. So if you are a Christian and you still continue in sin, he says that the one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Now look at verse
9.
No one who is born of God will continue to sin. Because God's seed remains in him. There is that kind of life of God that comes into you. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. It is simple and deep. When you are born again, you don't continue the practice of sin. Because on the cross, the sin nature has been dealt with. By law. And the law works. He says that so you don't continue to practice sin. And he gave the reason. He says that because God's seed, God's life, it's in you.
And the saints in the Onyankopon aba onyamenkwa etiwumu.
They cannot go on sinning.
Na onto mean to aso enye bone.
Because they are born of God.
If you say Onyankopon awono.
Sin is no longer weakness.
Enti bone enye mrewye.
Now listen to that. You can't say that your air is human. Sin is no longer weakness to the Christian.
Enti onto mean ka so onipa de bone bata ne ho. If you say bone say say o Christo ni enye mrewye.
Sin to the believer is a mistake.
It is so Christo ni ye bonia eyem fum so.
I want to say that again. Don't say that you see We are Adam's children, and to err is human. Whatever you do, are you saying that you are talking about sinless? No, I'm not talking about sinless.
Men can say, Ajaya Adam nana for now the obey bea obey a bonny, a jaya at seven punch and a hook so crab ever from the being a son or patch.
I like your own. Eh? What?
Punch running.
But see, we have become special from Chinese. Eh? There's a certain life in us.
And comfort from being a woman.
We are able to soar above sin.
Because
the life of Christ is in us. Sin to the believer is a mistake. I like John. In fact, he's my favorite character in scripture. I like his understanding of the word. He knows what it means to be born again. That is why he's saying that when you are born again, you cannot keep on sinning. Because he knows that on the cross, the power of sin was effectively dealt with. And beyond that, he has given us his life to soar above sin and the world and the devil. So sin is no longer a weakness. But it is a mistake. When I sin, I've done wrong. This is not who I am. This is not how I should behave. When you make a mistake, you correct it. You don't continue in the mistake. Because the seed of God is in you. I came to open your eyes. Ignorance will cause you to be under the power of sin. And know that sin is a mistake. Don't indulge in sin. Because the seed of God is in you. I like verse 10. This is how we know who the children of God are. And who the children of the devil are. I like John. I like him. When we go to heaven, you will be the first person I'll go and look for. He's saying that this is how we know the difference between the children of the devil and the children of God. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. Nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. So if you keep on sinning, you are telling the world that you are not the child of God. If you don't love your brother, if you don't love your sister, you are telling the world that you are not a child of God. The world is watching. Let us prove that we are different and that we belong to the Father and that we understand what it means to live a victorious Christian life and that we know how much it took Jesus to suffer and to pay the penalty of sin and to deliver us completely by passing the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set us free from the law of sin and death. This evening I want you to hold on to this. That he has dealt with sin already. The power that made us go under sin. Christ has redeemed us.
Christo wajie.
He has passed a new law
that
effectively rescued us. Now we are children of God. All of us who are expecting his coming. We should live a pure life just as he is pure. Are we able to live that kind of life? The answer is yes. Because the power that held us under sin, the yoke of sin, and the burden of evil, Jesus has taken it off our shoulders. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Prove to the whole world that you belong to the Father. Sin is not a weakness. Sin is a mistake. God bless us all. Shall we just rise and begin to pray? Thank God for Jesus.
We bless you, Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus.
We bless you, Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Who hung on the tree just to deliver us from the hands of the enemy, from the claws of the devil, from the power of sin. Today we are free indeed. He has rescued us that we will serve him in holiness and in righteousness all the days of our life. Shall we pray? Shall we bless the name of the Lord?
It's my right.
Oh,
I am free, free, free.
The blood,
oh, the blood
of the Lamb
is my right.
I am free.
One day Nicodemus went to Jesus. He wanted to be like him. Nicodemus wanted to be like him. Nicodemus went to him.
Nicodemus
called in church. And said, I know that you don't come from here. When I look at your life, those of us who are from here, we don't behave like the way you are
behaving.
And Jesus said, do you want to be born again? And Nicodemus said, how can I go back into my mother's womb to be born again?
And
this is what Jesus said. Verily, I say unto you, no one can enter into the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of the Spirit. Verse 6 says that flesh gives birth to flesh. Yes. When an unbeliever cannot help himself, so far as sin is concerned, don't fault him, because flesh will give birth to flesh, but not so with you.
But
the Spirit gives birth to spirits. The Apostle Paul said that, see, you didn't so learn of Christ. We are different. I want you to change your mind. Know who you are in Christ. The power of sin has been broken. And you can live a life of holiness and righteousness all the days of your life. Let us together build a glorious church. A church without spot or wrinkle. Because we have the ability to do so. Shall we pray together? That God will make us so beautiful and glorious. A church that is glorious, without spots, without wrinkles, or any such thing. Shall we pray? Let us pray.
The spirit that gives life is in us. And that spirit is our helper. We want to go to that spirit. That spirit who gives life, who is our helper.
We
want to talk to him and ask him to help us. So that we shall live this victorious life. That we will not live as ordinary men and women. But we shall live this victorious Christian life. Shall we lift up our voices in prayer? Lift up your voice in prayer.
that we may live a victorious life in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we connect to you tonight
in the name of Jesus. You are the Spirit that gives life.
In the name of Jesus.
You are the Spirit that gives life.
You are our helper in
you
the name
are
of
our
Jesus.
Help, oh God.
You are our enabler
we pray
in the name,
name
of Jesus.
Jesus.
We trust in
help
you,
us,
God,
oh God,
that when
help
you step
us,
in,
oh God,
God
it
we
is
will
possible.
Be able to live victoriously. In the name of Jesus, Lord, come to our aid and enable us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, come to our aid and help us. In the name of Jesus, come to our aid. Oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, inject your power in us, inject your grace in us, inject your presence in us, in the name of Jesus, give us that ability, give us that capacity, give us that enablement, in the name of Jesus, tonight, oh God, we pray that, Lord, you breathe into us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that life, oh God,
in the name of Jesus,
we pray that name of Jesus, that you will put it into us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let tonight, O God, be a night of transition as far as, O God, our victorious work is concerned. In the name of Jesus, we will stand, O God, that victorious consciousness has come upon us, Lord, by the revelation of your word. In the name of Jesus, we have been awoken, O God, to this consciousness. In the name of Jesus.
The chairman said,
yeah, chairman Eka say,
the world is watching
to
see the kind of Christians that we are.
Say, omobehu a Christofo aye.
The world is watching. We want to lift a prayer unto God that we want to walk like Jesus. We want to talk like Jesus. When the world looks at us, they must see Christ in us. They must see Jesus going around. Shall we lift up our hands wherever we are? And let's lift up our voices to God. And tell him that we want to be like Jesus. We want to talk like Jesus. We want to speak like Jesus. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus, we want to be like you, oh God. We want to walk like you. In the name of Jesus. If the world looks at us, oh God, may they see Jesus in us. In the name of Jesus, when the world looks at us, oh God, we want to be like Jesus. They want to see Jesus in us. Liba bando rabasaya kabe, ila bayanda rabashanda, ile bayando rababaza bala, ibayando rababakabaya, le bayando, ibababababazi bayanda.
Oh, yeah.
Now listen to me. Listen to me. We've been told that our convention center is now being used. And that place is a holy land. I believe that the Spirit of God is there. We want to lift up a prayer unto God. May the Lord save anyone that is sent there. May the Lord touch everyone that is sent there. May the Spirit of God brood over everyone. May the healing power of God move around that center. In the name of Jesus, let's lift up a prayer unto God. Ramahanda. We lift this prayer for unto you, oh God.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Save the people,
our brothers,
oh God,
and sisters that have been
deliver
sent
our brothers and sisters.
Let your healing power.
Who have
let
been
your
sent
healing
there
power.
In the name of
let
Jesus.
Your healing power.
And as
let
we pray, your healing oh God, power. Stretch forth your hand
upon
there.
That land.
Rabba
in the name of Jesus.
Under.
Wherever they are
let
lying.
Be healing,
oh wherever
God.
They are resting.
Let there be healing,
in
oh God.
That Father
you send forth your word,
right
oh God.
May
you heal our diseases.
May the
in the name
of
Jesus. Let there be healing, oh God. Let there be healing, oh God. Rule over each and everyone. The workers there, oh God.
The
patients there, oh God. The doctors there, the medical staff there. In the name of
Jesus.
Send forth your words. Give us this testimony also. That Father, as your people step your feet there, you heal them. And you brought them
back
stronger and better. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Now listen, it is not only PCC, but there are other isolation centers. Let's pray that God stretches forth his hand. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, we lift up a prayer unto God and we ask that Father you help us. If we didn't know, now and Father, we come before your throne and say that we are willing to be that master because you have dealt with that master already. And so we pray that Father you help us. Let that life that is in Jesus works through us so that we will live a holy life and a pure life, even to your glory, just as you are. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Glorious church, with us.